that old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak, as they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Dad will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
that
will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. 'Cause that old wheel will roll around again. Roll around again.
And good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the Radio Ranch. Thanks for joining us for Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We are coming to you live this Saturday morning, February 4th, 2000. 23, and we've got the men coming on board now, and so we welcome you, Remnant, for joining us at scripturesforamerica.org, and or maybe on the call at the listen in line, and we thank you for joining us. And I know, Paul, I know you're there. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
And I don't know who else good came morning. On, but we'll say good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Good, good. Well, Remnant, again, we tell you good morning, and we're glad you've taken time out of your busy day, out of your busy weekend, to pour a cup of coffee, to have your Bible, to tune in, and to join us for fellowship and praise to our Heavenly Father. And we do. We thank you for that. It's encouraging to us as well. And we'll have the phone lines open here in a bit, but we're going to open up in prayer first. Jason, would you open us up in prayer this morning?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask that you lead us, guide us, and direct us, Father. We cry out to you as our Savior, and we pray for America, and we pray, Father, that you save this country once again, Father, as we know this is the apple of your eye. We cry out to you to deliver us from the hands of our enemies, those that hate us, those that seek to destroy us. And we ask, Father, that you do a mighty and an awesome work. In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Paul, we were talking just a minute before the broadcast started, and I'd like you to share with everybody else what you shared with me about what a beautiful morning you're having and why.
Well, it's sunshining. It's a little chilly, about 13. But the reason I'm so happy, I didn't watch the news.
Amen.
You didn't watch the news. How are you going to be informed, Paul, if you didn't watch the news?
Well, I really don't care what they're doing. You know, I really don't care.
Amen.
You know, if I didn't have the Word of God, I mean, it would probably would just serve me. But I'll tell you what, I thank so much for you, Jesus and Pete Peters and you people like you. We don't have to listen to that. We know the outcome. I think we're going into some high water, rough water, rapid, and it floats. But it's going to be rough for a bit, but we know the outcome. It will flatten out into a pleasant lake. So,
amen. Amen. Yeah, I think that ties right in with, you know, we've said it before. We've read it. It is a biblical principle. I think once for every day of the year, if you want to spread it out that way. But it's do not fear. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. And when you realize that's what the news is for. The news is not to report on what's going on. The news is to form public opinion. The news is to tell you what to think, to tell you what to fear, to tell you what is out there and that you should be afraid of it, and worry and stress and fret over it. And you just, like you said, Paul, when we can look at it through the filter of the Bible and see it for what it is, that it's not a reporting of what's going on, but it's to cause you to fear, and well, it sure takes on a whole different meaning. It really does. Well, Remnant, our phone line's open this morning. This is a live program this Saturday morning. The phone number, if you'd like to give us a call, 307-745-5913. Again, 307-745-5913. And I'd like to remind everybody, Volume 1, Newsletter 1, 2023 of The Dragon Slayer is in the mail. And so if you get that, keep an eye out. You should be getting it this next week. And, you know, we ask, let us know when you get it, so that you know, we can share that with others, but it's in the mail, and we'll be working on the online version as well, and getting that emailed out to you hopefully first of the week. And so if you would like to get the Dragon Slayer newsletter, we don't have a charge for it. It costs an arm and a leg when Jason had to write that check to the post office on Thursday to get that in the mail. That'd choke a horse, but you can ask to be on the newsletter list. We'll be glad to send you one, email or in the mail. And you can write to us, Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, LaPorte, Colorado 80535. Our email, preacher at sfaw.org, or even on the website, you can click on and say, hey, send me a newsletter, and we'd be glad to do that. And this volume one is we're sharing with you Pastor's timeless classic treatise on Awake America that comes right from Isaiah, because America has fallen asleep and Americans have fallen asleep that so much, whether it's a spell or on purpose, so many are just unaware of, well, they're asleep. And, you know, when you're asleep, you just don't know what's going on. And that describes so many today. Some are waking up, and that's good. And our desire is for more to wake up, for all that can to wake up and to come to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the knowledge of who they are and who it is that settled this country, and why the things that are happening to this nation are happening. Anyway, so we'd be glad to send it to you. We'll have it posted at the website eventually as well, and get it emailed out next week. But But that's what's going on here. And then we just are stepping into the getting ready for the next one as well. And but again, our phone lines are open, 307-745-5913. And one of the big things, Paul, you said you didn't watch the news. I got a couple emails and glanced at it this morning. I'll confess my sin to you. And, boy, the biggie now is this Chinese spy balloon. There's one over the, you know, over the northern United States, another one down, they say, in Latin America somewhere. And should we shoot it down? Should we not shoot it down? What's it doing? Why? Big hubbub. About the best thing I've seen regarding it is, have we not learned anything? And it says, while we're looking up at this balloon, they are pulling probably some dandy stuff down here. And, you know, always look in the opposite direction that they want you to. And you'll probably have things figured out a little bit better than they want you to as well. So, anyway, didn't know if anybody had any comments or thoughts or whatever on that.
Well, it's nothing but a joke because I can probably look in your backyard with a satellite. I mean, so what a joke to think there's a balloon up there. You talk about stupid. No, it's just another diversion.
Yeah. You know, my wife even mentioned, she said, you know, what's the balloon going to show that Google Earth doesn't? You know, I mean, that's been out for years and, you know, is pretty detailed.
Yeah, well, it's just one of those things that they're just, I mean, it's just to see if they can get away with it. I mean, that the balloon at 60,000 feet is perfect way to set off an EMP and, you know, it's just, you know, basically it's like what we've been talking about, what we talked about last week. It's like, you know, we're actively engaged in World War III. You know, with China and Russia cooperating together and, you know, people donating tanks to Ukraine. And, I mean, it's a global event. And people don't ever think that it's going to hit their home ground, the good old USA. And they've got another thing coming to them.
Well, look how long we've been meddling in other people's business, you know, Korea, Vietnam, everything. We've been meddling, you know, Pastor Pierce, a long time. We're going to pay for this. We sit there watching that TV. I bomb the crap out of them, you know, but we're going to get paid back for that nationally.
We are.
Yeah, we're going to get paid. You know, we are the apple of his eye, but he's going to spank the crap out of us, so we got it coming. You know, I was reading, you know, I don't know where I was, in First Kings or something, you know, Solomon died, and then Rehoboam, and then the division, and whoever was the king of Israel, you know, and he built golden idols and stuff. It is amazing. The idolatry that's instilled in us and what we believe in, you know, look, like I said, look up, you know, God sits in the heavens, watch nature, shut TV off. Don't listen to your neighbors that do. You know, when the sun comes up in all of its glory, that goes to the seasons, the order, the beauty of this whole earth. And then we got to build a golden calf to look at and worship. It's insane. And it's been going on forever. You know, people have fallen away, you know, first of all, they wanted a king, and Saul was the first king, and then David had a little trouble with him, and then David was. But every once in a while, a righteous king would come along and straighten things out, but they would go right back to it. And people are very selfish. They're very selfish. You know, they look at their bank accounts, their 401ks, or all their investments. They sit there and look at it as security. And I'm going to tell you what, it's not going to be very good long, and it won't be worth nothing. You know, and this is what's really going on over in Ukraine. You know, Russia and China are coming up with a financial gold-backed system, and there's other countries involved into it. But this is what the threat is, that dollar will be absolutely nothing if they pull it off. And they're going to pull it off because they're smarter than we are. So, but that's why the Bidens are over in Ukraine. And I guess that guy that is the head of it was a comedian, and they got into there. But he's just got people pulling his strings. And you look at the international banker, he's the guy pulling all the strings. And we're just going to be casualties. But we're not. You know, America has been brought from Egypt to the Caucasus Mountains to Europe into the United States, and God has blooded the whole thing, and he is not going to forget us. He promised that. He made an oath with Abraham way back then, and he is not going to break his promise. And that we can stand on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, guys, let's try the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Is it me? Am I on the air?
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, hi. Hi, Richard. I had a thought concerning cremation, and I got it when I was looking at a YouTube sermon. It was one of these Baal priest-type preachers saying that there's really nothing in the Bible against cremation. And then my thought was, like, well, I had two thoughts. One of them was, like, from a while ago, you know, it came to me concerning, like, Jimmy Hoffa. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the Hoffa thing.
Okay.
Well, Jimmy Hoffa was a labor leader, right? And he was a very popular labor leader in the United States and had quite a following, and the government forced him out of the position that he was in. And a few years ago, a movie came out that actually exposed what happened to him. You know, for years and years, there was a thing going on, you know, in all the media, all the late night talk shows and conspiracy shows and stuff. You know, what happened to Jimmy Hoffa? You know, he's right. Because he just disappeared. Right.
Right.
And then the movie came out. It showed that he was cremated. And that's how they got rid of Hoffa. Right. So my thought is and then something else, like with Napoleon, you know, like Napoleon was poisoned, and Napoleon Bonaparte, he was maybe the most famous man in the world, you know, not a really infamous, maybe far but then famous, but anyway, it came out that he was actually poisoned, and the reason it could come out is because he wasn't cremated. Right.
Okay.
And then I got to thinking about these injections that they're foisting on us. I mean, they're really causing a lot of health problems, and then there's such a thing as a wrongful death lawsuit. You know, where you know, if they give you something and it kills your friend or your mother or something, you can come back on them. It's called wrongful death. You know, they produce it, but that would probably involve, like, you know, exhuming some of these people, right, and examining them, you know, for the damage done by these pot shots, right? Anyway, so that's kind of my practical aspect on this cremation. And then this preacher that's saying, this YouTube preacher, and I don't remember his name, but I guess he's a big deal, you know, that there's no nothing in the Bible about cremation. And, you know, and then it just hit me like a ton of bricks that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah were cremated, you know, right? And that was done by God. So this guy, you know, running around saying there's nothing in the Bible about cremation or whatever, it evidently is something that, you know, is a big deal, you know. Anyway, the other thought that I had was concerning this thing that they're calling projection. And I guess it's just another type of hypocrisy. That's when the adversarial people accuse the better people, because no one's good, but only God alone, right? They're better people, though, and they're accusing them of what they're doing, right? Projection. And it's a common thing in all these talk shows now, you know, that where they're saying, well, that's projection, you know, that the adversary is projecting, right? Anyway, I got to thinking, because I, you know, when the scribes were accusing Jesus of casting out demons by Beelzebub, right, by Beelzebub, maybe that was projection. Anyway, that was a thought that just came into me, because I thought, well, seems, because I've got some siblings and whatever that just seem to be absolutely chock full of demons, and there's no way I'm going to get them to the guy in Oklahoma or whatever. They're just, you know, the demons are there and they've taken over and whatever. But it would be really good to get, if I could get my siblings back. So I've been thinking, you know, maybe there'd be some way if I could maybe get the Lord to basically, you know, cast the demons out, you know. So I, you know, I've had a lot of thought on that. So
sure. Yeah, you know, I know one thing that I've seen is that, you know, most people enjoy their demons, and they want them. They want them. They want to stay in their sin, just like it was, you know, Paul was talking about the idolatry earlier that has been so rampant, not just in our land today, but all through our history. And you'd get a good king here or there, and you know, you'd see a little power shift, and things would get better. And when the king followed God, things would get better. When he tore down the idols, and that they would, but the people always went back. They always went back. They want that. They want their, like you said, Paul, their 401k. They want their bank account to grow. They want to keep up and exceed the Joneses, and they don't want to be unselfish. They don't want to overcome that. They want to be gluttons. You look at our land today. You know, the food is terrible. What food is there? What Pastor prophesied on about people starving to death and getting fatter and fatter and fatter. And that's how our land is. So, well, caller, thanks. We got another caller trying to get in, so we'll go get them. And let's go back. New caller. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah. I got something to throw in there with what the last caller, this is Floyd, now in Washington State, and but I got something to throw in there with the last caller that called about his concern about casting out demons. An individual that has a demon in them cannot be free from a demon unless they know that they're doing wrong and they want free from it. You kind of started on that too. You can bring them to someone that's a healer to heal them, per se, by prayer. They're not going to get healed unless they want healed. That's what I've been taught.
Oh, exactly, Floyd, exactly. It's called repentance, and the people don't want to repent. So many have become like that woman in Revelation that what does it say she does? She wipes her mouth and says, I got nothing to repent of. I've done nothing wrong. And that's how, you know, our enemy has taught that. That's one of the, you know, by not teaching God and Christ and sin and repentance, that's just the attitude today. What I do is right. What I think is right. And you know, it's just like it was, where was it, back in Old Kings or whatever. And that everybody did what was right in their own eyes, and we've come full circle.
And what brings this on is how we came a full circle around, where the false prophets of Baal that teach us that we are to fear how much money we have in our bank account, and we are to fear the Bar Association and the Roman rule. They literally have led people to believe lies.
Absolutely.
The Bible teaches us not to do that.
Absolutely.
And that's what leads you to accept your demons and not want free from them. And I'm in the same situation as the previous caller. I've got a brother that has made it his civic duty to teach me to conform to the Bar Association.
Yeah.
And it's a mess for me. I had to move out of the state to get away from this harassment because he trapped. That's why I moved to Washington State with my daughter. He trapped me in the house where I was staying with mom to watch it and harassed me about my wrongdoing because he has these demons in him and he believes that I'm the one that, as my testimony shows, that I hunger and thirst for righteousness and spend 2 hours with God every morning, that I'm the biggest hypocrite to him he ever seen. You see what I'm getting at? Because he's got them demons alive in him and he believes Antichrist is Christ and conform to believing the lies. And he cannot be free until his eyes are open to show him how wrong he's been deceived.
Amen. Amen. And that's just how it is. It's, you know, sin in the land is rampant. We certainly are in the times that good is called evil, that the Bible says, woe to those that call good evil and evil good. But that's the society we live in. That's the government we have. That's the education system we have. That's the economic system that we have. Up is down and down is up. And it is. And until, again, I'll come back to what Paul mentioned earlier. The people are selfish. And until that there is repentance, until people realize that, looking at the word, reading the word, hearing the word, seeing godly examples in others for what it really is, until the Holy Spirit moves and they are called, it's that way. Well, Floyd, thanks for the call. Sure appreciate it. Hope you're staying warm up there in Washington State. would like to read a scripture here. Luke 21. It's some red letters if you have that kind of Bible. Luke 21, starting in verse 9. And Jesus is speaking here, so we're reading the words of Jesus, and he says, "When you hear of wars and disturbances, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first. But the end does not follow immediately." And then Jesus continued by saying to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes, and in various places plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and will persecute you, delivering you to the synagogues," the churches today, I'll add, "and the prisons, bringing you before kings and governors for my name's sake." And so, one more verse here, because then Jesus says, it will lead to an opportunity for your testimony. So when we see these things happening, remnant, when we see these wars and disturbances and kingdoms against kingdom and nation against nation and plagues and famines and earthquakes, and we see those things in our day, we've seen them in our lifetime, we continue to see them, he tells us not to be terrified. The world tells us to be scared to death of them. We all think back when we were in school or younger or 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years ago when we were being told that, global warming is going to just destroy the planet, or a coming ice age will destroy the planet. And it's all fear and doom and gloom. Or nuclear holocaust, the nuclear weapons that are coming are going to fry us all. But Jesus says, when you hear these things, he doesn't say there's not going to be these things. But when you hear of them, he said it's not the end doesn't follow immediately. And it's an opportunity for your testimony. And I read that this past week and I thought, that I think those are good words to remember. That's a good counter to the wars and disturbances and the perilous times that we're in.
I think you're right. You know about this demon thing. I had a sister that, you know, they're casting out demons and scared the IRS. You know, they want to take on the devil, but they don't want to take care of the things right before their nose. You know what I mean? And it's a power struggle for these people, and they're totally insane. Let me read Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one for you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, when that Holy Ghost enters you, the semen leapt. I think it's that simple. They can't coexist. Now, and the problem here is repent and be baptized, and that's a real hard issue to get across to people because of their pride. You know, that's my take on it. And these people, a lot of them just keep dragging your sins with you. It's finished. You know, I see people, you know, I seen one guy got healed by God and he keeps dragging it back to what happened originally. He's just holding on to that and let go of it. It's done. And when you get the Holy Ghost, the demons got to leave. Not in my opinion, it's that simple.
Yeah. Amen.
There's demons everywhere. That's not to say they ain't there, but the only way the devil can play with me is if I play with him. He's on a chain. He's been whipped.
Amen. So this week, you know, everybody uses, or no, I won't say everybody. A lot of people use Amazon, and you know, they purchased Whole Foods back years ago, 2017, and a lot of people use Whole Foods, supposed to be cleaner, organic, that type of stuff. Well, now they've been doing this since 2020. Now it's growing. Palm Pay, they have these kiosks that you can go up to and put your credit card in this Amazon One kiosk, they call it, and then you put your hand up and it scans your palm print, your palm, not just a finger, not just your eye, but your palm. And then it links your credit card, debit card, whatever you're using, with your palm, so that when you go to anywhere that's got an Amazon One scanner, like the Whole Foods and Amazon Go, I guess, is another big, you know, go buy Amazon stuff in person. And so you don't have to use your card because you've got it linked to your palm. You just put your hand up there and it beep and uses this palm print based, they call it biometrics. You know, they again they've been testing it since 2020. They're rolling it out quite a bit more, and again at Amazon Go and in Whole Foods. And this is not an infomercial for them. The article that was telling about it, I thought was pretty interesting. It was in American Military News, and the article comes back and says, you know, the privacy advocates are worrying, you know, about giving up biometric data like a palm print. And so half the article is talking about, you know, what are you going to do with all this biometric data that you collect? So now they know who you are, where you live, all your bank info, and they're linking your palm print to it. And so their concern, again, was the privacy issue and, you know, barking up the wrong tree. Again, looking at it as as just another move toward a cashless society. Anyway, just thought it was interesting. You know, not even getting into the specific biblicals. You know, about it not being able to buy or sell without their mark, and it's a step in that direction. It's, you know, the Bible talks about it, and the enemy. It's just a direction that they're moving, that they, you know, like a dog drawn to a pond or a lake, you just can't help it. It's just what they're doing. Didn't know if anybody else had heard about that or seen it. Well,
let them do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let them do it. God said to you, you ain't going to buy or sell without the mark of the beast. Now, that's going to happen. And, I mean, they have control of a lot of corporate stuff. That just is amazing how much control they have. But, you know, I think of the lady that fed the prophet. She wanted to make a cake and die. Well, anyway, her grain never ran out, or oil never ran out, and I think this—I think we got to believe that God can do that for us. He can feed us manna, but there's going to be a way around it for sure. And I don't know how it's going to be around it, but don't live in fear, because I thought about this stuff. Yeah, how are we going to survive? I'll tell you right now, if you don't have faith, you're probably not going to.
Oh, absolutely! If you don't have faith, you're not going to. Just not. Hebrews 11:6 tells us without faith it's impossible to please God. But with faith, all things, right? Doesn't it say all things are possible? I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Well, if you can do all things through Christ Jesus, guess what? You can't do all things without Him. And you know, Hebrews 11:6. Let me read all of it. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. That's one of the first things. You have to believe that God is. And, you know, sometimes, I know I've read this in the past and thought, well, you know, I mean, everybody believes that God is, and it ain't that way. That's wrong. Not everybody does believe that. And we see that in our land today. Not everybody believes that God is. And then it goes on, it says, and that God is a rewarder of those who seek Him. There is a reward for those that seek God. Oh, it doesn't mean your 401k is going to double. It might. But that's not what it's talking about. But you have to believe that God is, and that God rewards those that seek Him. And, you know, it's like being redeemed without money, because we were sold for nothing. There is a greater reward that this is speaking of than that bank account and that 401k. And some people see it and some people don't. Well, Remnant, phone lines are open, 307-745-5913, if you'd like to give a call. And, you know, the caller talked about cremation, and, you know, mainly with you know, what you do with a dead person. I can remember Pastor talking and preaching and teaching on it in the past, and because people have always called and asked in. And if I remember correctly, you know, Pastor had taught that cremation is not a sin, that traditionally Western man, Christians, had traditionally buried their dead. We read all through the Bible, we read about it, example after example, that when our people, when Western man, when Christians had died, that they buried their dead. On the flip side, it's Eastern man. It is the traditions of the East to cremate their dead. And you know, I can remember Pastor talking about that. That's really what the big difference there is, that, you know, whether it's a Western philosophy, a Christian philosophy, or an Eastern, a non-Christian philosophy.
Well, the Bible tells us to put them in the ground before sunset, you know.
Right.
So, I think it's a non-issue to some degree, you know, but it's probably telling you where they're coming from, because it's a new thing in here in America. So.
Right. Right. Anyway, it just...
Well, and one of the things that people got to realize, too, is it's getting harder and harder to find some place to bury somebody. You know, is it a sin? I don't believe so. No. Dad didn't believe so. And, you know, and some people make it a salvation issue, and, you know, are you going to see the resurrection again or not? And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I can't find that. And I know for a lot of people in a lot of different places, you know, I don't like it. I think it's better to be buried if you can. You know, I mean, I buried my dad, and I buried several people that were really close to me. And, you know, I told them that that's what I preferred. But, you know, when it came down to it, it's like if we could get it done. You know, and it's getting harder and harder to find a cemetery and to find a cemetery plot and you get somebody in the ground. I mean, you know, and the permits and the expense is about 10 times what it costs to cremate somebody.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of people just, I mean, when their time's up here on Earth, they don't have the money to get that done. So.
Yeah, it sure has been. It's a cultural thing. And that 10 times the cost, Jason, absolutely. I saw, you know, we did a little traveling the last couple months of last year, and I saw several billboards that were like that. Simple burial, $69.95. That's $6,995. Cremation, $695. And literally 10%. And you know, when you have billboards like that in your big cities, Little Rock, Memphis, those were a couple places I saw them. And you got people that, you know, it just doesn't matter. That appeals to them. Well, guys, let's go back to the phone lines. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, morning. I was listening on the idea of cremation. Aren't we supposed to follow Christ's example? You know, he was buried. Lazarus was buried and resurrected. Jesus Christ must have been the Lamb of God. Why wasn't he cremated? All the other lambs were cremated before him.
Yeah, burial. That absolutely, Warren. That's the example that's given us throughout the scriptures. You know, Abraham was buried. Abraham's wife was buried. You know, all those.
No, before. They don't want to be sacrificed on some altar. They right. Probably passed away or something. They don't really have to be cremated. I mean, we got a lot of land up here in Wisconsin that they can be buried in.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and again, Warren, I think what, you know, like what Jason had said, is it's not, we have to make sure that we remember it's not
because a... Because I'm more like God, you're the Baal God, you're whatever.
Right. That we just have to remember that it's not a salvation issue. What happens to the body after we die, you know, those that have drowned in the sea, those that have been burned in fire, you know, on accident, that has no bearing on the resurrection. It has no bearing on, you know, this body is corruption. Our new body will be without corruption. But again, it's been a Christian tradition, and again, by example, of what to do.
Well, the Bible says that being burned is actually a curse. I think Saul was beheaded and burned, and David went and gathered his remains and buried them. If I recall right, and then there, one of the prophets had a horror put to death because he was in his daughter or something that, you know, they were cremated. It's a curse to be cremated, not a blessing.
Well, again, it's not a, you know, we haven't seen that it's a sin. That's kind of our point, is that, I guess in our viewpoint, is that it's, you know, Christians have always buried their dead, but it's again a tradition and not a salvation issue. Is our point on it. So, well, guys, Warren, I got other callers. So, thanks for the call. Thanks for the comment. Let's try this other caller here, different line. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, this is Floyd again, and I'll make this short and quick. So the tradition of the Western way that Christians are buried compared to the Eastern way of the non-Christian to cremate, my brother and my dad, they wanted cremated because you don't have to pay for the hearse and the and you know, to make the cost less. But they buried their urn. You see, I'm getting that. So they're still being buried. They're ashes.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do things like that,
sure,
too.
Sure, Floyd. Yeah, they are. Well, thanks for the comment. We'll try this other line here. Good morning. Thanks for calling Coffee Root with the Wranglers.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Richard, Brother Richard, Brother Paul, Brother Jason. Grace and peace to you and all the listeners like myself on the line, Floyd and the others that called. Excellent conversation. I just wanted to add, over here in Genesis chapter 4, when Almighty God gave the sentence of punishment to Cain, I encourage everybody to go look up a simple little word, when. Genesis chapter 4, verse 12, when. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And God also gave him a sentence in verse 11 there. But when you look up the word when, when can have different meanings. So I encourage whoever's interested, go look it up. And here's the bottom line. I mean, I've heard other people say on it, well, you know, that means like they're not going to be farmers. You don't see Cainites, red Edomites, etc., Amalekites being farmers too often. Well, that's their sentence from God. Because when you look up that word when, how it's used in all the other places in the word, you're going to find out that it means it's going to happen. That the way the use of that word when is it's going to happen. It's like a decree from God. So to me, they don't have any right to have any occupation other than being migrant farm workers on the run. You know, they don't have to till the soil. They can be, you know, going out and working for farmers and ranchers and all that kind of thing. But when they till it, when they till their own ground in their little backyard garden, whatever they want to regulate everybody, then it won't produce for them very well. But it's like a sentence to them from God. It's like their sentence, their judgment for what, for the having murdered his brother. And then when we go all the way to, you know, Matthew 23 and Revelation, it's in there that all the sin of all the people who have ever been killed goes right back to Cain.
Yeah, John, apart from the land is, you know, is the summary there as well. Apart from the land, you know, we understand that true wealth is in the land. We understand that Adam was created to tend the garden, to tend the land, and that there is a difference that because Cain murdered his brother, that he was pushed away from that, and that it's different, and it's been that way forever, and that flies in the face of, you know, the modern love of mankind, and because there's a man out there, there's a mankind out there that hates. There's a mankind out there that's trying to get their birthright back. There's a mankind out there that, yeah, they can't make the land produce because they've been cursed from it. So, yeah, great comments, John. Thank you. Well, guys, kind of wrapping up here, next 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Anything else we want to make sure we get to?
Well, you got to go back to Genesis earlier where you have the two creations. He created man and woman, and he rested. And then he created another man out of the dirt and put him to sleep and took his rib out. And there's a huge division there that most people don't. They think we're all the same. We're not. And all of God's people don't have to be farmers. But see, because of a lot of our inventions has made it easier for our fellow man. I mean, you look at the people who went across this country in a covered wagon. Now, you know, we... I got a truck that's got a heated steering wheel, heated seat, and everything else. It's just kind of, you know, I almost feel, when I think about those people, I almost feel guilty riding in it, because you don't know the price that was paid for this country to get in this position. And it's just humbling when you think about it, because, yeah, God's going to set everything right at some point in time.
Amen.
You know, like we talked about exhuming bodies. You know, even Pastor Peter talked about exhuming bodies. But, no, I said, let God handle it. He'll take care of it all. So we don't have to set things right, and it will take care of itself. All things will be known at some point in time.
Amen. Well, Remnant, we do want to invite you to church tomorrow. You can join us at scripturesforamerica.org, starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time. That's 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and 7:30 on the West Coast. And scripturesforamerica.org. Click on. We'll have a little scriptural insight to start out. And then we'll lead into a timeless pulpit truth. We've just finished Pastor Peter's classic series entitled They and Us. And that's really piqued the interest of many. And we've sent some CD series of those out. We have that available on CD if you'd like it. But it's entitled They and Us. And Pastor just shows from the Bible that there is a they and an us. Like Paul mentioned, you know, there's two creations. There are two different peoples out there. It's as simple as that. And so we've just finished that, stepping into another timeless pulpit truth from our pastor. So looking forward to that. And then we'll have a live message for you tomorrow as well, and give you the opportunity to partake of communion. And that's something that we do every week. We take time to, as Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. And so we do our best to pause and to reflect and remember what he did for us. And to do as he said, to remember, to partake of communion, and to do this in remembrance of him and his will and his way and what he did for us. And so if you're not familiar with communion, we've got Pastor Peter's book. We'll be glad to send it to you. It's entitled Communion, Its Potential Blessings, Curses, and Need. Because there are blessings. There's potential curses. The Bible says if you don't partake properly. And there is a great need for partaking, partaking of a proper biblical communion. And you know, and that it just is. It is. There's health and healing and blessings there. And so but we'd be glad to send you that book, Communion. It's Potential Blessings, Curses, and Need, by Pastor Peters. You just call or write and ask for it, and you can order it online at the website, scripturesforamerica.org. You can click on the SFA store there, and basically our catalog is there and available online. So I want to make sure you know that. Well, again, thanks for tuning in, and we pray God's blessings on you, the Remnant. We thank those of you that pray for us. We thank those of you that support us, that allow us to continue to do what we do here, to be about the Father's business, and to continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of who his people are all across this land. So God bless. We'll see you at church tomorrow.
Come out of her, my people. Get on board for the Lord. The train's a-leaving.
Travel on.
Is almost gone. I gotta travel on. I've laid around and played around Babylon too long, and I feel like I gotta travel on. Travel on. hold on to me, trying to hold on to me from Babylon I flee. Satan and sorcery trying to hold on to me, but I feel like I got to travel on. I've laid around and played around Babylon too long. My race is almost gone. I got to travel on. I've laid around and played around Babylon too long, and I feel like I got to travel on. Travel on. Well, I want to see my Lord, and I want to see him bad. Want to see him bad. I want to see him bad. I want to see my Jesus. Want to see him back. He's the only king this nation could ever have. I've laid around and played around Babylon too long. My race is almost gone. I gotta travel on. I've laid around and played around Babylon too long, and I feel like I gotta travel on. I've laid around and played around Babylon too long. My race is almost gone. I gotta travel on. I've laid around and played around Babylon too long, and I feel like I gotta travel on. And I feel like I gotta travel on from Babylon. Travel on. Travel on. Travel on from Babylon. Travel.
This is WTWW, Lebanon, Tennessee, USA.